Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you from Manna in the Morning with another study from God's Holy Word. Our reading today is in John chapter 17, beginning at verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. The Lord Jesus now turns to the thought of sending the disciples out into this world. He prayed that they would be kept from the evil one, and what's more, he wanted them to be sanctified in God's truth. To be sanctified is to be set apart. It's synonymous with the word holy. They all mean the same thing. Separateness, holiness, set apartness, it's all the same word in Scripture. Sanctification is that process of being set apart by God for his work, set apart for his usage, and set apart for his pleasure. Of course, the believer is positionally sanctified already. Christians are commonly called saints in the epistles, set apart ones. But here the Lord Jesus gives the basis for our sanctification. It is to be found in the work of God the Father, using his holy word in our lives. We are positionally set apart by the word of God. God has declared us to be his own peculiar people, a special people for a possession, that is, set apart ones for him. He also does the ongoing real-time work of sanctifying us practically. Not only do we have positional sanctification, but day by day the believer ought to be growing in holiness, ought to be coming more separate from this world and more separated unto God, more displaying the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, and more available for his usage and his good pleasure. Of course, the word is absolutely key. The Lord Jesus says that sanctification comes by the word. And then he says, thy word is truth. How wonderful to know when we pick up the Bible that we have the word of God in our hands. It isn't merely a good work of literature or a great historical book. It isn't just another religious text. It is the revelation of God's mind to man, God's holy word, inspired and inerrant. How wonderful it is to see the work of the word of God when believers meditate on it and study it and read it and make it their own and think about it when they're in their home and think about it when they walk by the way. Gradually we see that new life peeking through, being governed and helped by the Word of God. What a wonderful ministry the Father exercises in our lives in sanctification by the Word. But we are going to be sent into the world, just as the Lord Jesus had been sent into the world, and we would need to be sanctified, to be set apart for his purpose and usage. Now this was something the Lord Jesus himself had done. Verse 19 says, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. So the Lord Jesus, as some translations would render this, consecrated himself for us. Imagine that, the Son of God himself setting himself apart to do the work of sanctifying you, setting himself apart to be our Savior and Lord, setting himself apart to be our great high priest in heaven, who always lives to make intercession for us. He's always praying for us. Even at this very moment, the Lord Jesus is exercising his high priestly work on our behalf. We don't need saints to pray for us. We don't need Mary to pray for us. The Lord Jesus is adequate and sufficient in himself to do this great work. He says, I've sanctified myself for their sakes. Imagine, the Lord Jesus acting on our behalf. The Lord Jesus deciding how he was going to live his life, what offices he was going to have, all with the thought of our benefit in mind. All of this results in our sanctification through the truth. And dear believer, today on a practical note, we ought to give our minds afresh to the Word of God. We ought to get into it and read it and say, Lord, show me thyself. Show me what your will is. Show me how to live for thee in this evil world. Show me how to be a godly Christian and to represent Christ accurately in this fallen world.